Ordinarily, I don't do special introductions to the show, but every now and then, circumstances make it seem like a good idea. Tonight's podcast has a lot of profanity in it, and you won't hear any or to mask the words. Once you've listened to the whole program, you'll understand why. If what you hear offends you, that's your prerogative. Thanks for stopping by. And to those who think those words should have been or, all I can offer you is this. In the culture in which we currently live and in the climate that the presidential campaign has created, I can't think of anything that matters less than worrying about tender ears hearing a few harsh words. That said, I feel like the courteous thing to do is to let you know beforehand that tonight's show has a lot of profanity in it. So I have. And it does. S.E.P. Nighttime.
Nighttime. Nighttime. S.E.P. Nighttime. Brightest day. Blackest night.
This is a night of true magic.
Why is this night different from all others?
Cards. This night, the Lord our God will deliver us.
Pizza, pizza.
Are we those who condemn others?
Guns don't kill people. The government does.
Or are we not ready to decide what to be?
I'm not going to be ignored.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
We have a big show for you tonight.
Unless I miss my guess, we're in for one wild night.
You're playing in the big leagues with the big boys. I got 50 years. It's all smushed up tight inside me, just bursting to get out. This isn't just any night. It's our night. And we got to terrify.
Fine. Good luck, showboy.
Come on. It's showtime.
I won't let you in the way we go.
S.E.P. Nighttime. Nighttime.
Lennon must be having a right laugh about now. In 1966, in what was arguably the peak of the cultural phenomenon known as Beatlemania, Lennon got vilified for comments that he made regarding the relative popularity of the group at that time. What he said was, quote, "We're more popular than Jesus now," unquote. The backlash was, even in the dark ages before social media, predictably swift and packed chock full of retribution-y goodness. Radio stations banning their music, concerts canceled or jeopardized, protests, marches, demonstrations, public record burnings, you know, the usual knee-jerk zany zealots convinced of their own moral superiority stuff. Forget that Lennon was, in the context in which he was speaking, correct. Zany zealots convinced of their own moral superiority never let an annoying thing like context get in the way of an opportunity to protest, march, demonstrate, and burn things. As our 60s old fart friend Ed Sullivan might say, though, for you youngsters out there who might be interested in reading the whole story, just do the Google. And now here's Topo Gigio. You'll need to Google the Gij, too. Not too long after, but certainly long enough, the man may have been a sinner, even a scourge to the supercilious, but he was 1,000 miles from being near stupid. He was quoted in yet another interview, or another, about his overall opinion of the Christ. Lennon offered, "Jesus was all right, but his disciples were thick and ordinary. It's them twisting it that ruins it for me," unquote. On Friday, Donald Trump's campaign postponed a rally in Chicago amid fights between supporters and demonstrators, protests in the streets, and concerns that the environment at the event was no longer safe. The announcement, which came amid large protests both inside and outside the event at the University of Illinois in Chicago, follows heightened concerns about violence in general at the GOP frontrunners' rallies. Illinois holds its Republican primary coming Tuesday. Hundreds of demonstrators packed into an arena, breaking out into protest even before Trump had shown up. At least 5 sections in the arena were filled with protesters. Mr. Trump just arrived in Chicago and, after meeting with law enforcement, has determined that for the safety of all of the tens of thousands of people that have gathered in and around the arena, tonight's rally will be postponed to another date, the Trump campaign said in a statement. Thank you very much for your attendance, and please go in peace. Several fistfights between Trump supporters and protesters could be seen right after that announcement as a large contingent of Chicago police officers moved in to restore order. Supporters of Trump still inside chanted, "We want Trump." After the event was canceled, protesters meanwhile shouted, "We shut shit down and we stump Trump." Others chanted "Bernie" as supporters whipped out Bernie Sanders campaign signs. Some protesters were being detained and forcefully carried out. Soon after the event was postponed, scores of protesters, a racial mixture of whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, spilled out into the streets near the university, which is located in the city's downtown. Dozens of protesters gathered outside a parking garage adjacent to the arena where police set up a human barricade to allow supporters to go to their cars and leave. More than a dozen police officers on horseback were there. One Chicago police officer told Trump supporters in her truck, let's go, go home. One supporter, who didn't give his name as he drove out, said the situation was so dangerous that he felt unsafe as protesters shouted at his car. At one point, a man on the third floor of the garage leaned over the edge and shouted at protesters, I don't support Trump. A protester responded, you fucking neo-Nazi prick, come down here. At this time, the noted Catalyst candidate himself has managed to tippy-toe tap dance on that invisible line between denouncing and indifference, but it doesn't require a preschool graduation certificate to be able to see that if it's not fair to blame him for this bubbling over of the cauldron, it's certainly not unfair to say that he is and has been the primary shit-stirrer. After the protests in the arena ended, Trump did a series of media interviews, including one in which he said he had no regrets about his rhetoric, attributing the root cause of the violence to economic issues such as unemployment among African-American youths. Trump said, quote, we have a very divided country. A lot of people are upset because they haven't had a salary increase for 12 years, unquote. Oh, okay. Well, that explains it. Those of us who have experienced the sophistication and erudition of your basic white supremacist have always been fascinated with their ability to expound on the frustrations of salary disparity and divisiveness that it generates as they kick the living shit out of somebody. Trump also blamed the media for what he saw as an overinflation of the evening's problems, and he said most incidents involving protesters are tame and in control, saying that he's been, quote, very mild, unquote, with those who disrupt his events, and that his events are gatherings of, quote, great love, unquote, that are interrupted by unruly violent people. Trump, however, did say he hopes, quote, my tone is not that of causing violence, unquote. Now, in fairness, we wouldn't be able to lay a glove on the Donald in the ring of blame for all these brouhahas because he has been very mild with those who disrupt his events. He doesn't have to kick the shit out of them. He has people to do that for him. And the events being gatherings of great love? Well, hell yeah. All you have to do is watch 10 minutes of any Trump rally and immediately you start thinking, Billy Graham Crusade, Woodstock, Nuremberg.
Come on, people now, smile.
And as far as his tone not causing violence, now you see, that right there, that little seemingly innocuous stringing together of a few words, that's yet another groundbreaking example of the skill this guy possesses when it comes to selling it. You'll notice that he didn't say that he, quote, hopes his words are not causing violence, unquote. He specifically said tone. And that's genius, Jerry, genius. Because Donald has another historically useful skill. How to light a fuse without ever touching a match or flicking a Bic. It's done like this. What I'm about to say to you, I'm going to say to you in a calm, light, friendly, even, dare say, peace and love tone of voice. Fuck you and your whole fucking family. You fucking bunch of morons. What? Protests and arguments and even violence have broken out? Gosh, again? Well, surely it can't be my tone causing that. Oh, the words? Well, the words are an entirely different kettle of pot to stir. But the disciples don't have a clue there. They're thick and ordinary. Just ask John Lennon, who must be having a right laugh about now.
SCP Nighttime is produced and recorded at the studios of my production company in the United States of America. Questions, comments, and suggestions are welcomed. Email secnighttime@myproductioncompany.biz.
Love is all you need.